All right, let's jump in, shall we? Which of our fine gentlemen contestant here will be the one to answer all the right or the majority of the right questions about actors who have shown all the goodies in a movie? Are we ready?
Sounds very European.
I don't know what you've been doing. All right, let's start with George Clooney. George Clooney, fact or bullcrap, has gone full frontal nude in a movie. Fact or bullcrap?
Sexiest man in the universe, according to People magazine.
Well, they haven't seen
me,
have they?
There were some jokes making the rounds about that. I don't think it's true, though. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I think this is bullcrap also.
It is. It is bullcrap. Now, he's done some nude scenes, but none that included a shot of all of the goodies. In 2012, he said, quote, "At my age, I'm lucky to be able to get my pants up, let alone drop them." So.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, George Clooney, right, yeah.
Humility, George.
Yeah.
Humility. Uh-huh. Richard Gere, fact or bullcrap, done full frontal nudity on film? Richard Gere.
I believe this may be true, but you're first.
I think this is true also. Fact.
Fact.
It is fact. Briefly, in American Gigolo, one of Tom's favorite movies, in 1980, and also in Breathless in 1983. All right, 6 degrees of bacon. Here we go. Kevin Bacon, fact or bullcrap?
You know, the number of movies where there is male nudity, I've heard this complaint from the lady folk. There's an imbalance here.
Sure, that's the complaint you've...
I'm going to say Kevin Bacon is a negatory. I'm going to say that this is bullcrap.
I think this is bullcrap also.
Gentlemen, we have seen Kevin Bacon's sausage. It happened when he steps out of the shower in the 1998 movie Wild Things.
Never saw that movie, although that had some female nudity, if I remember right, as well.
It did?
I believe it did.
Huh. All right, let's talk about Jason Biggs. Fact or bullcrap? Full frontal nudity.
I have no idea who Jason Biggs is.
Oh, he was in the American Pie movies.
There you go.
I think, didn't you see it in the American Pie movies? I think this is fact.
No, I think we saw the other sex in the American Pie movies.
Well, that too.
I think this is bullcrap.
It is indeed fact.
Yes!
Now, he didn't show anything in the first three American Pie movies, but he did in 2012's American Reunion.
Oh, the one that went right to video?
Yes. All right, most famous.
That's the one that burned out the pause button on Tom's DVR.
Right, right. No, that was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
All right, fact or bullcrap, the last question of this segment. Thank goodness. Mark Wahlberg, did he show off his goodies in the 1997 movie Boogie Nights? Fact or
bullcrap?
Well,
this is a trick question because there was a prosthetic device that was used in this movie to make it appear larger in the rearview mirror than it was. So I don't know, is this true or not? Are they going to say it's true or not?
This is bullcrap. Prosthetic device is not
all
the
right.
same thing.
All right, I'll agree. Bullcrap. Bullcrap.
Why am I hearing the theme to the $6 million man? Gentlemen, it is bullcrap. Tom's right. It was a prosthetic, which he says he saved as a souvenir.
You know, I have not seen Boogie Nights, but I have read reviews. I've heard that it's a pretty good movie.
I have not seen the film either. I don't have any intention of seeing the film, but I have heard that it was a very well done film.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next segment of Fact or Bullcrap about Breaking Bad's actor Aaron Paul.
Am I ahead here? I think so.
Tom leads 4-3.
Okay.
So Tom got more of the questions about naked men than Chris. Congratulations to you.
All right. And this is about Jason Paul, who is in the new movie.
I'm sorry, Aaron Paul.
Need for Speed.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap, Aaron Paul almost did not get the role of Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad because producers didn't think he was good-looking enough.
That sounds reasonable. I'll say that that's fact.
I think that's fact also.
It's bullcrap. He almost didn't get the part because he was too good-looking and they didn't think he'd be convincing as a meth addict.
Trick question.
Aaron once got hammered with Michael Jackson. Hee-hee, shamo. Fact or bullcrap?
I like to get drunk with Aaron. It's
And then they had milk and cookies afterwards in his bedroom?
Yes, and I poured him a cup of Jesus juice. It was wonderful.
Fact.
This sounds stupid enough to be true. I'm going to say fact as well.
It is fact. He talked about it last week on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He was someone's plus one for the Prince of Brunei's birthday party in London.
Ah!
And Michael was there, too, and the three of them ended up doing tequila shots all night long.
Wait, Michael Jackson, and the Prince of Brunei were doing tequila shots?
Prince is a lovely individual. I like getting hammered with the prince. He wears sheets.
So
it's very convenient.
So a pop star, an actor, and a Saudi prince walk into a bar.
All right, statement number three for this segment. Aaron never got nominated for an Emmy for Breaking Bad. Fact or bullcrap? Aaron Paul, never getting nominated for an Emmy.
I think that's bullcrap. I think he did. I'll say this is bullcrap.
I think this is fact.
It's bullcrap. He won in 2010 and 2012, was nominated a total of four times. All right, before moving to Los Angeles to be an actor, Aaron worked for two radio stations in Idaho.
Well, this may be a trick question. It was probably some other state.
Idaho, of course, a hotbed of broadcasting.
Oh, yeah. It's where all the big shows, like the Flap Jackson show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
KPTO, Potato Radio.
Wasn't the Unabomber on a station out there at some
point?
No,
it was Montana.
Oh, okay.
It was Montana.
Get
your militia state straight,
okay,
will you?
Right. I'll say this is fact.
Bullcrap.
It's fact.
Yes.
He grew up in Boise, raised money for the move by playing a frog mascot for one station and a toucan mascot for another. He moved to Los Angeles at the age of 17.
It's something we share. I was a mascot for a station once. I was a goose.
Still are.
Yeah. This is an old-fashioned butt-whipping today.
What's the score?
Tom is leading 7-4.
All right, this one is just for fun. Means nothing, much like... Well, never mind. Aaron auditioned for the part of Cranston's oldest son on Malcolm in the Middle. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, they audition for everything. Fact.
Yeah, I'll agree. Fact.
That's bullcrap. A lot of websites are claiming that he did, but he cleared this up last year during a question and answer on Reddit. Quote, I read the pilot because it was sent to me, and I desperately wanted to audition, but they kept passing. There it is.
Fact. Tom wins today for the season. He leads 6-4 with two ties.
All right. There it is. Thank you very much. Please see your bookie for results.
Hello. I'm Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting too hot, we hope you will reach for one of these. New Bartles and James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good.
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity Grape.
Get down.
Crime of Passion Fruit.
Woo! Timothy.
And my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag.
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer.
Woo!
And a single pack serves 6 to 10. Just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler, made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.